The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Before we move into the sitting, I'd like to just briefly describe a phenomenon that happens in meditation, an experience that we can see that we may not necessarily notice unless it's kind of pointed out to us. And this is the phenomenon of perception. Perception is a function of our minds. Our minds recognize experience. It's a very natural process in our minds that when we hear something or see something or smell something or taste something or touch something, there's a way that our minds recognize it. Car. There's a sound and then there's a recognition of the sound. There's a sight and there's a recognition of what we're seeing. So this is a very natural kind of process, phenomenon that happens in our minds. And, it can manifest in meditation. You've got your eyes closed, for instance, you're sitting here. And in the following of the awareness as practice, we're doing sitting in the back seat and allowing the attention to follow the where the knowing is naturally going. As our attention is drawn to something, cough. As our attention is drawn to something, the mind identifies it. So there's the sound, and then there's the identification of it. There's a sight, and then there's the identification of it. There's a body sensation, and then there's the identification of it. This identification process happens in our minds and can be actually witnessed. Often it might, I think the easiest place to play with it and witness it is in the sense door of sound. So during this coming sitting, as you find your attention pulled to sound in that way, you may also find there's the sound, and then there's the mind commenting or identifying that sound. So your mind may say bird. There's the sound, and then automatically, without your trying to do it, your mind says bird. Now, I'm not a bird person, so I don't know what that bird is, but if you are a bird person, you might actually identify the kind of bird it is, or you might see an image of that bird sitting on a branch of a tree. So this process, sometimes people interpret this as thinking, and it is a rudimentary form of thinking. This, the way that perception works, is a rudimentary form of thinking. But it's completely, it's simply a process that unfolds in our mind. It's not us doing it. It's a very natural process that happens. And so in the sitting, as you, for instance, are attending to experience and notice the attention get pulled to sound in particular, just see how your mind recognizes that sound. Does it say the word, identify it by actually verbalizing, vocalizing the word, sub-vocalizing the word? Does it create an image in your mind of that experience, of that thing that's been identified? Part of the reason this is a helpful thing to acknowledge or recognize is because this movement from experience, so there's the sense contact to the perception, the recognition of that sense contact, and when we don't see that as a process in our minds, the mind leaps very quickly from that perception to thinking about that thing. So, hearing is happening. Bird. Kind of bird. Oh, those kinds of birds are in my backyard. Oh, I wonder if they're going to build a nest this year. Whew, we're off. So we leap from the perception into thinking into, whew, the mind spreading into multiplicity of thinking. So when we can begin to actually see this process at work in our minds, this movement from sense contact to this recognition, it gives us a way, I mean, it basically begins to stop that natural leaping into thinking when we can recognize, oh, this is just perception that's happening. This is just a very natural phenomenon. We can't stop perception. Sometimes in states of meditation, our perceptions get more subtle, and we don't, you know, then we may be just recognizing pitch and tone as opposed to bird, but we're still recognizing pitch and tone. It may just be at a kind of a lower level that our perceptions are working. But the perceptual process itself is something that happens with every moment of our experience, except in some very deep states of concentration. So it's not something we stop, but we can become aware of it, and this becoming aware of it helps us to see. It's essentially this process of contact, perception, thinking is one of the leading ways our minds gets lost in thought. So you can't actually try to make this exploration. It's more, now that I've mentioned this to you, now that I've described this experience, this possibility, you may notice it. It's not so much something you can say, okay, I'm going to look at for perception in this sitting, but it's more just kind of, okay, there's that possibility. And it may be that if your mindfulness is kind of continuous, you may begin to see this. It's not a mistake. It's not something you can stop. It's just a very natural process of your mind, and being able to start to see it can be helpful for us in our meditation. It can also be very playful. It can be kind of fun to start to see how our minds identify things. So one thing my teacher, Sayadaw Utejaniya, said quite a bit is, what I'm describing to you here isn't something to do. It's more a description of something you might recognize in your experience. And so, not to try to do it so much, but having described it, it may be something that you might be able to see in your practice, in your meditation. So...